Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, aka Be True, and thank you so much for your listenership and your support since the premiere from the very beginning, March 21st, 2011. May God grant me the words to speak His thoughts in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you all, everyone that tuned in on Sunday evening when the guest was Arthur. The publisher, Sean Alexander Hamilton, author of Defeating Financial Anger, Understanding and Mending Broken Path. And also we discussed, and we pretty much focused the interview on Sunday on his newest book, Don't Chase Your Dreams, But Catch Them. So, you can find his books on Amazon. I will also share links on my social media, on Facebook and Twitter, and on the Culture Shock Entertainment Report page and Instagram for you. Again, Defeating Financial Anger and Understanding and Mending Broken Paths, which I read these two books last June. And now he has a new one. Don't chase your dreams, but catch them. And we discussed his. He was born in Miami, and he lives in LA. And so we pretty much he's an actor and a writer and an educator. But we focused on his authorship and being a publisher. And we had a couple calls that we didn't get a chance to get to. So prayerfully, you all will call back on Sunday and. Part two will be Sunday at 4 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. 4 p.m. Central Standard Time is 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 5 right on the East Coast. So that would be 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 on the East Coast, and 2 p.m. on Pacific Standard Time. So just sending out a big shout out to all loved ones. To author, self-publisher, Sean Alexander Hamilton, who is also a moderator with the James Franco Group. So a big shout out to Liz and Joy and Karen and the 1,000-plus members and all, and even James and his family. Big shout out to my love, Terry and his family in Simpson County, and my friends and family in Dallas-Fort Worth, Tacoma, and Durant. Just around the world, listeners from villages and small towns, biggest cities. Thank you for your love and support. Top five countries where listeners are devoted right now: U.S., Canada, China, Morocco. That's the U.S. U.S., Canada. China, Morocco. I'm thinking someone. Oh my God! I usually have my notes. U.S. Oh, that you? Okay, U.S. Because U.K. is usually right under the U.S. Canada is number two. Canada, not Kenya. But thank you to all of my listeners in Africa and in Europe and even Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus. You know, everyone just worldwide, thank you for your support. Send prayers out because we all live in this quarantine life. COVID-19 is part of all of our lives now, on top of all the good things and not so good things that we all have to deal with in our daily lives. And if you listen to Sunday's show, it was breaking news during the show that every podcast I discuss and share do's and don'ts regarding how we can slow the spread of coronavirus. And if you listen to the show on Sunday was making news on the interview with the author, self-publisher Sean Alexander Hamilton, regarding my own loved ones and family. And starting tomorrow, I will be starting a 14-day quarantine as an order. Tier and I, my guy, you know, we have been taking coronavirus seriously since it was just in Wuhan. You know, we're like some of those nerdy people that take certain things seriously. We spot something and we're like, wait a second. And so it surprised us, and then it didn't surprise us when it came to America. But we were watching it when it was just in China, in Wuhan. And so, and you can ask my doctor, who's an expert also on coronavirus, when he became my PCP, my mother and one of my late aunt, he used to be her doctor, Dr. Tim Quinn, highly respected, and he's a regular on our CBS affiliate, JTV, but go to his Facebook page, Worldwide Friends. Often reshare he and his wife posts and posts from he and his staff also educating us on many things, but especially since COVID-19, they really explain to us proper ways to take care of ourselves and keep our immune system built up and to slow the spread. But drinking a lot, I've always heard drinking much water, vitamin D. As I talked to law enforcement expert, my longtime friend Juan Chloe, who I campaigned for, he ran for sheriff last year. He reminded me, you all got to remember that vitamin D is the deal. And that's one I've always been deep into. But honestly, I need to stock up on vitamin D and other multivitamins. Also, I know zinc. I remember my late mom, her doctors and nurses will always advise zinc, and I've always been able to zinc also. And but it's important for us to have our vitamin C, our multivitamins, and drink a lot of water, and eat healthy, and exercise, and take care of our gut, keep our immune system hooked up. But you have to support my country, today, you know, because I have been exposed to loved ones with COVID-19. I have no symptoms, and the health department is very happy that I have no symptoms. And I go to quarantine on tomorrow for 14 days. But like I told them, I've been quarantining since it even existed anyway, and followed the guidelines and all. And I even expressed to them that I share information each time the podcast airs. And like I said before, on Sunday, when it was breaking news during the break, you know, my loved ones and the immediate family private, Mom and I would be more open, but my loved ones are private. But my loved ones also want everybody to know that this is serious, and it can happen to anybody, any age. I mean, it does not discriminate who you are, how much money you got in your bank account, don't have, where you live, like the presidential task force, and many say it's a silent killer. I remember hypertension used to be called a silent killer. We have this, which I guess it still is called a silent killer because it can sneak up on all of us. But now we are now calling coronavirus, COVID-19, a silent killer. So definitely, you know, it's wrong too. I mean, the health department's concerned about our health, CDC, task force, our local government, but it's a law. I read the fine print, the letter from the health department, and if when they give you an order, you follow that order, or you can get in big trouble. It's a misdemeanor to disobey. And then in the fine print, it states if it's a deadly situation, which COVID-19 can be, the smallest fine is $500, a misdemeanor. But then you can be fined $5,000 and sent to prison. I read the fine print. And so the health department, you know, they wanted to make sure that I knew I'd been exposed to COVID-19, like you all heard in the show. So, you know, if you didn't hear, re-listen to the show you mentioned on Sunday. Because I'm just, like every podcast, I talk about us being more educated regarding this, because we're all learning this. And it's been some, like, there's been a lot of other stories happening. Like, we're not living in the midst of COVID-19 or living a quarantine lifestyle, all of us. There's been some crazy stuff happening, too, that we definitely, I know I need to schedule some shows with some fun topics, and some are devastating topics also. I don't want to rumble around topics, but I know it's on. There are some things that have been happening and so much on our mind regarding what's been happening out here in society, not just in America, but like my listeners in Canada and in Morocco and in China and in the UK. So much is happening everywhere. Like I was saying, in the smallest of a town or village, the biggest of the big. So a lot of things happening. A lot of good things happening too. It's good to spread good news, but the bottom line, we're dealing with coronavirus, COVID-19, getting back to new normal. So watching some of the footages from over the holiday weekend. It's good to see people are having fun and celebrating, but then also it's important to social distance and follow the CDC guidelines also. We have to be mindful of our own health and the health of others and the well-being and welfare of others. And you can call in if you want to, 647-787-1578. 17 minutes, I'll be on air probably the next probably like 25, 30 minutes. But I know many of you hit listen and at the same time listen on Sunday. And I want to thank Sean Alexander Hinton for being the first live guest since the show is back to interactive, where you can call in and also chat in the chat room. And again, he'll be returning for part two next Sunday. Julian Stefani, Julian's Ride. Yes, and he's working on a new song called We Are One. He is coming to Touch the Shock Entertainment Report. He broke the news to me this morning. And we were discussing his newest video project. So he will be coming soon. Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. If you do not know who Julian's Ride is, Julian Stefani, J-Ride of Portland, Oregon. Many of you worldwide know about him, and especially those of you on the West Coast, because he tour often in his state of Oregon and in California. And I think he does a few Vegas, whatever. But amazing talent. When I first discovered who he was, I never met Prince in person. Anybody who knows us know that Prince and I have known each other since the beginning. I sort of like a little pen pal to him as a little girl. I immediately told Prince, sent him like one of my little packages, told him. It's like 2007. I know it was like when I first got on MySpace before Facebook. I'm like, oh my God, if you do not know anything about Julian's Ride, and there are a lot of people that really do Prince well and their originals also, but it's something about Julian's art form. And I love all the other talents out there too that respectfully adore Prince like many of us. But J-Rod, Julian Stefani, he's one that is really the cream of the crop. I mean, he is one that I mentioned to Prince. I'm like, if you ever make a biopic, should be the one. Right after we lost Prince, the guy that they had to play Prince in that quick movie that they put together, he was pretty cool. He really had an appearance of Prince. But Julian, he blends his originality, his own work, perfectly with covers of Prince. And so he has this new medical song and preparing for a magical tour. And so he's coming on, and I'm definitely excited. I definitely need to get with Belinda Macy, one of our old friends of the show, so she can talk about Pure Romance and talk to us about how to be more intimate and answer questions. It's always a blast when she come on. Looking forward to Cousin Linda and Reggie Roughneck and that dude Mike to return also, and even Terry. Terry's looking forward. He's listening now. He's looking forward to coming on and discussing different topics too. And I know some of you know Quantized Theory, but then Terry is very well versed on so many topics, and he's a sports lover too. So he's someone that sports fans with you and just have fun talking about society and different topics with and calling in and chatting with us. But remember, be mindful, think about yourself. You might be asymptomatic also, having no symptoms. Even here, here on Blog Talk Radio, I visit the CDC website like I'm going to do in a few minutes. And they have a self-tester there. And you know, I have been on Saturday and last week, you know, I even demonstrated visiting the CDC website of how you can test yourself. But one thing about it, when the Mississippi Department has contacted me today, they first of all asked me if I knew I had been exposed to a case of COVID-19. I said yes. And then they asked me a series of questions, and all my answers were the right answers because I'm not experiencing any other symptoms. And then they told me I was under order to quarantine for 14 days starting tomorrow. And I'm like, well, I have been quarantining since the beginning. So they were like, well, you need to up your quarantine. No, like I do everything, follow all the guidelines. And they're like, well, we're going to send you a letter and send you information on what you need to do to make sure that you remain healthy. And so definitely following those precautions. Looking forward to going to church. I have been talking with my church and everything. Some churches never did close doors here. But churches are allowed to open back June the 1st here in the state of Mississippi. I know the president said, hey, last week, if everybody else open, why don't you all open? So I look forward to going to the altar. But my quarantine is going to be a little bit after that. But I was concerned about going to the doctor and running another errand. They told me that as long as I have a covering over my mouth, and since I don't have any symptoms, I can handle my business, you know, doing essential things I need to do. And it is mandatory to have your mouth covered. And, you know, to be mindful of your own health and health of others also, just because, you know, not to spread it. So I'm trying to get, I left the studio screen, so if you call, I am looking up info As a matter of fact, I'm going to go to the CDC's website. CDC.gov, COVID-19. And right before showtime, I was checking out the news, and some people have not received their stimulus check. Stimulus check, I put a check money. So I'm still waiting. We're still waiting for a refund. So, you know, and some people, you know, I guess because of COVID, we know because of COVID and coronavirus and printing up stimulus checks, but those of us that are waiting for our refund checks, we still would like to get our refund checks. And thank you also, President Trump, for the nice letter. I received my letter last week, last Monday. So, COVID-19 on the website. I'm doing what I always have done. And now I know how it feels directly when you are ordered, not just by the city, but when you are ordered by the Department of Health, quarantine. And I told him, I said, I self-isolated myself a couple of weeks ago in a hotel for a few days. You know, I mean, I have to take it seriously. Okay, coronavirus disease 2019, predict yourself. Older adults and people have severe underlying medical conditions. And I've shared this, I think I shared this info, but CDC, I know they are constantly updating their website. So older adults and people who have severe underlying medical conditions like heart or lung disease or diabetes seem to be at higher risk of developing serious complications from COVID-19 illness. And I did see some of the president, the governor had an amazing press conference today. Our mayor and the first lady, they had their COVID-19 test today in a community in West Jackson today with about 40 citizens. And they're supposed to get their diagnosis in about 48 hours. But what I was saying, I called a couple of, some of the president's press conference, and they're going to be paying close attention to senior adults that have diabetes. So big shout out to them, because my aunt in the nursing home, she has diabetes, and I have many family and friends of all ages that are dealing with diabetes or borderline. But back to CDC's website. Some people with severe underlying medical conditions like heart or lung disease or diabetes seem to be higher risk for developing serious complications from COVID-19 illness. And then they have a special section, especially for people that are at higher risk. Not they're a high risk, then they're a higher risk. Okay. It's important for us to know how COVID-19 coronavirus is spread. There is currently no vaccine to prevent coronavirus disease 2019, nicknamed COVID-19. The best way to prevent illness is to avoid being exposed to this virus. The virus is thought to spread mainly from person to person, between people who are in close contact with one another within about 6 feet. The respiratory droplets produced when an infected person coughs, sneezes, or talks. These droplets can land in the mouth of noses of people who are nearby or possibly be inhaled into the lungs. My apologies if you can hear my pooch barking outside my window. These droplets can land in the mouths or noses of people who are nearby, possibly be inhaled into the lungs. Some recent studies have suggested that COVID-19 may be spread by people who are not showing symptoms. Everyone should wash your hands often. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after you have been in a public place, after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. If soap and water are not readily available, use a hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Cover all surfaces of your hands and rub them together until they feel dry. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Avoid close contact. Avoid close contact with people who are sick, even inside your home. If possible, maintain 6 feet between the person who is sick and other household members. Again, avoid close contact. Avoid close contact with people who are sick, even inside your own home. If possible, maintain 6 feet between the person who is sick and other household members. Put distance between yourself and other people outside of your home. Remember that some people without symptoms may be able to spread the virus. Stay at least 6 feet from about 2 arms length from other people. Do not gather in groups. Stay out of crowded places and avoid mass gatherings. Looking at some of these news stories that are not fake news, I understand what some of you mean. There are fake news stories, but a lot of these stories that we have been seeing are legit stories because people have been tired of being cooped up, right? But at the same time, we must be mindful of practicing social distancing. And also, we don't want places closed down again, right? Stay out of crowded places and avoid mass gatherings. Keeping distance from others is especially important for people who are higher risk of getting very sick. Cover your mouth and nose with a cloth face cover when around others. You could spread COVID-19 to others even if you do not feel sick. Everyone should wear a cloth face cover when they go out in public, for example, to the grocery store or to pick up other necessities. Cloth face covering should not be placed on young children under age 2. I have seen babies, I don't know their age, but they appear to be under 2 with a mask on. And it's understandable, like moms don't want them to get sick. Anyone who has trouble breathing or is unconscious, incapacitated. Lord, I got tongue tied again. Please excuse me. I did say it right on Saturday. otherwise, unable to remove the mask without assistance. And you guys know how I take saying certain words properly, all words properly. Remember, you know, I have a story of having a speech impediment when I was a little girl. I've always been an avid reader, reading at an age, writing, drawing, and everything. But I had a speech impediment. It really gets me if I don't say a certain word right. The cloth face cover is meant to protect other people in case you are infected. Do not use a face mask meant for a healthcare worker. Continue to keep about 6 feet between yourself and others. The cloth face cover is not a substitute for social distancing. Cover coughs. So if you want to call, the system is going to shut down receiving calls. But the show will continue on for another 15 minutes. Cover coughs and sneezes. If you are in a private setting, do not have on your cloth face covering. You to always cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when you cough or sneeze or use the inside of your elbow. Throw used tissues in the trash. Immediately wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. If soap and water are not readily available, give your hands a hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. And almost every place of business have sanitizer on sale. Everybody almost now are in the business of selling or giving away masks and selling sanitizer. Clean and disinfect. Clean and disinfect frequently touch surfaces daily. This includes tables, doorknobs, light switches, countertops, handles, desks, phones, keyboards, toilets, and faucets, and sinks. If surfaces are dirty, clean them. Use detergent or soap and water prior to disinfection. Then use a household disinfectant. Most common EPA-registered household disinfectants will work. Monitor your health be alert for symptoms. Watch for fever, cough, shortness of breath, or other symptoms of COVID-19. Especially important if you are running essential errands, going into the office or workplace, and in settings where it may be difficult to keep physical distance of 6 feet. Take your temperature as symptoms develop. So take your temperature within 3 minutes of exercising or after taking medications that can lower your temperature, like certain aspirins and so on. And also follow CDC guidance if symptoms develop. And before I shared audio from a YouTube video of hand washing, definitely check out the video that's on the website. I shared it on a previous podcast, also with the audio from the YouTube video. Again, hand washing tips, community settings, and also teach your kids to do the same, kids in your life, kids in your family. Regular hand washing is one of the best ways to remove germs, avoid getting sick, and prevent the spread of germs to others. Whether you are at home, at work, traveling, or out in the community, find out how hand washing with soap and water can protect you and your family. Hand washing is one of the keys to protect yourself and your family from getting sick. Learn when and how you should wash your hands to stay healthy. But I thought we all washed our hands regularly anyway. How germs are spread, washing your hands can keep you healthy and prevent the spread of respiratory and diarrheal infections from one person to the next. Germs can spread from other people's surfaces when you touch your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Prepare, eat food and drinks with unwashed hands. Touch a contaminated surface or object. Blow your nose, cough, or sneeze into your hands and then touch other people's hands or common objects. Right. Key times to wash your hands. You can help yourself and your loved ones by washing your hands often, especially during these key times when you are likely to get and spread germs. Before, during, and after preparing food. That's something we do anyway, right? Just up your game on it. Before eating food, something we do anyway. Before and after caring for someone at home who is sick with vomiting or diarrhea. Before and after treating a cut or wound. After using the toilet. No, we all do that. Wash our hands. After changing diapers or cleaning a child who has used the toilet, right? After blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. After touching an animal feed, or animal waste. After handling pet food or pet treats. After touching garbage. During the COVID-19 pandemic, you should also clean your hands if you've been in a public place and touch an item or surface that may be frequently touched by other people, like a shopping cart. I put my gloves on when I handle a shopping cart and stuff like that. Have you been in a public place and touched an item or that may be frequently touched by other people, such as door handles, tables, some shopping carts, or electronic cashier register screens, etc., before touching your eyes, nose, and mouth, because that's how germs enter our bodies. Follow 5 steps to wash your hands the right way. Washing your hands is easy, and it's one of the most effective ways to prevent the spread of germs. Clean hands can stop germs from spreading from person to another and throughout the entire community, from your home and workplace to child care facilities and hospitals. Follow these 5 steps every time. Wash your hands with clean running water, warm or cold. Turn off the tap and apply soap. 2, lather your hands by rubbing them together with soap. Lather the backs of your hands, between your fingers, and under your nails. 3, scrub your hands for at least 20 seconds. Need a timer? Hum the happy birthday song beginning to end twice. rinse your, number four, rinse your hands well. Number two, clean it running water. Five, dry your hands using a clean towel to air dry them. And then there's the answer to why. And I hope I don't run out of time. If I do, next episode, we will talk about the use of hand sanitizer when you can't use soap and water. But we're going to answer the why, read the science behind these recommendations. And we always like to know the why, don't we? Hand washing, clean hands, save lives. Keeping hands clean is one of the most important steps we can. This is from the CDC, Center for Disease Control and Prevention website. Keeping hands clean is one of the most important steps we can take to avoid getting sick and spreading germs to others. Many diseases and conditions are spread by not washing hands with soap and clean running water. CDC recommends cleaning hands in a specific way to avoid getting sick and spreading germs to others. The guidance for effective hand washing and use of hand sanitizer was developed based on data from a number of studies. Microbes are all tiny living organisms that may or may not cause disease. Germs are pathogens or types of microbes that cause disease. Wet your hands with clean running water, warm or cold, turn off the tap, and apply soap. Why? We all like to know the why. Like Tony Robbins always says, know the why. Damon John, find out your why. Bill Walsh, Power Team International, the small business expos that travel around the country, know your why. Will Smith even always say, know your why. So our why doing this, as presented by the CDC. Wet your hands with clean running water, warm or cold, turn on contaminated. It's placed in a basin of standing water that has been contaminated through previous use. Clean running water should be used. However, washing with a numb, potable water when necessary may still improve health. The temperature of the water does not appear to affect microbe removal. However, warmer water may cause more skin irritation and is more environmentally costly. Turning on the faucet to wet hands saves water, and there are few data to prove whether significant numbers of germs are transferred between hands and the faucet. Using soap to wash hands is more effective than using water alone, because the surfactants in soap lift soil and microbes from skin. People tend to scrub hands more thoroughly when using soap, which further removes germs. To date, studies have shown that there is no added health benefit for consumers. This does not include professionals in the healthcare setting. Use soaps containing antibacterial ingredients compared with using plain soap. And so I'm time to conclude the show. As a result, FDA issued a final rule in September 2016 that 19 ingredients in common antibacterial soaps, including triclosan, were no more effective than antibacterial soap and water, and thus these products are no longer able to be marketed to the general public. This rule does not affect hand sanitizers, wipes, or antibacterial products used in healthcare settings. Leather your hands by rubbing them together with the soap. Be sure to leather the backs of your hands, between your fingers, and under your nails, like I said earlier. Why? So these are the whys. Leathering and scrubbing your hands creates friction, which helps dirt, grease, microbes in your skin. Microbes are present on all surfaces of the hand, often in particularly high concentration on the nails, so entire hands should scrub. Scrub your hands for at least 20 seconds. Need a timer. Hum the happy birthday song from the beginning to end twice. The why. Determining the optimal length of time for hand washing is difficult because few studies about the health impacts of altering hand washing times have been done. of those that is big, nearly all have major reductions in overall numbers of microbes, only a small proportion of which can cause illness and have not measured impacts of health. Solely reducing numbers of microbes on hands is not necessarily linked to better health. The optimal length of time for hand washing is also likely to depend on many factors, including type and amount of soil on hands and the setting of the person washing hands. For example, surgeons are likely to come into contact with disease-causing germs and risk spreading serious infections to vulnerable patients. So they may need to wash hands longer than a woman prepares her own lunch at home. Nevertheless, evidence suggests that washing hands for about 15 to 30 seconds removes more germs from hands than washing for shorter periods. Accordingly, many countries and global organizations have adopted recommendations to wash hands for about 20 seconds. Some recommend an additional 20 to 30 seconds for drying. And then there are other articles. The benefits of hand washing, New Zealand step-by-step guide to hand washing, global public-private partnership for hand washing, why hand washing, World Health Organization guidelines on hygiene and healthcare, a summary. Then, next, rinse your hands well under clean running water. Why? Soap and friction help lift dirt, grease, and microbes, including disease-causing germs, from skin so they can then be rinsed off of hands. Rinsing the soap away also minimizes skin irritation because hands could become pre-contaminated if rinsed in basements and water that's been contaminated through previous use. Clean water should be used. While some recommendations include using a paper towel to turn off the faucet after hands have been rinsed, this practice leads to increased use of water and paper towels, and there are no studies to show that it improves health. And here's another one. Dry your hands using a clean towel, air dry them. Why? Germs can be transferred more easily to and from wet hands. Therefore, hands should be dried after washing. However, the best way to dry hands remains unclear because few studies about hand drying exist, and the results of these studies conflict. Additionally, most of these studies compare overall concentrations of microbes, not just disease-causing germs, on hands following different hand drying methods. It has not been shown that removing microbes from hands is linked to better health. Nevertheless, studies suggest that using a clean towel or air drying hands are best. And for some reason, sometimes I feel like air drying is more effective. Okay, so definitely visit the CDC website. I hope I have done a good duty sharing this information as I look at CDC website real time. And there are other areas on the website entitled Hand Washing in the Community. Like I said, read from that. When and how to wash your hands. Next time, on the next episode, we'll talk about the hand sanitizer used out and about. And that's why we've talked about why wash your hands, how to wash your hands. So, there's a campaign called It's Better with Clean Hands campaign. We'd love to get a PSA from that campaign. Hand washing a family activity. Hand washing a healthy habit in the kitchen. Health promotion materials are available. Publications, data, statistics, and training and education. Also on the website, you can sign up to get emails from CDC also. So almost time to conclude the show, so I want to definitely get my email out there like always, so you all can shoot me an email regarding future topics. Send me some awesome music. Make sure it's MP3, WAV, or all, or WMA, all. Because people send me the MP3 and